Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my friends. I hope you are having an amazing day today. The inner work that we're doing here on the show this week is all about getting rid of things that are keeping us from peace. So solving problems that are easy to solve and getting a little bit closer to figuring out those big things that feel like they are in the way. And today I want to focus on one of the bigger things. Yesterday we focused on solving something easy, something you could easily check off of that list. Today I want to begin tackling something that you're bothered by or something that you're really struggling with, but that you actually don't have a clear solution for. So I'm talking about one of those bigger obstacles that you are navigating in your life right now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For me personally, one of the big things I'm dealing with in life is I haven't had a good night's sleep in months. And I don't know how to go about solving this problem. I haven't found a path towards sleep just yet. But today is the day I'm going to actually be giving this issue in my life more energy in a constructive way. I want you to pick one struggle that you have, and that can literally be whatever comes to the front of your mind in this moment, or something that feels most urgent, or maybe you choose the thing that feels most daunting, like you have a major issue in a really important relationship, or you're dealing with a health issue that you're really struggling with, or the state of the world, you just have a hard time managing in the day to day. Pick a big struggle, okay? Something that you know you can't just fix in a day. And I want you to spend some time in meditation today with your journal and your pen to actually get deeper into the heart of this issue. Yes, you are struggling with this big thing. Okay. Yes, you don't know how to solve it. But what would it feel like to give that struggle a little bit more space? To actually have a moment for yourself where you acknowledge that this is a major thing for you in your life right now. And no, you don't have to make it smaller than it is. You don't have to soldier through or put on that brave face or keep telling everyone that it's fine, when actually in reality, it's not fine. How would it be to actually give that struggle some space, some energy, some love perhaps, just looking at the issue with loving eyes, to contemplate, first of all, how can you take a step to begin working through this issue that you have? And when I say work through, I don't mean immediately solve the problem or make it go away, but begin to process it. Maybe find a different angle of actually approaching this issue, or maybe just by sharing it with a friend or with a loved one, getting a little bit of that burden off of your shoulders. Sometimes I find that when I actually give my full attention to something hard that I'm dealing with, just by acknowledging to myself that, hey, this is really hard for me, I start to feel better already. Because sometimes it's the fact that I'm resisting the struggle, or I'm telling myself I shouldn't be so bothered by this thing. I'm kind of gaslighting myself in that process. And sometimes that's the thing that makes it so hard, is not giving it the space and the energy it actually needs and deserves. So take it to your journal today, and we have two prompts to go to, and I want to see if maybe you feel a little bit motivated to go into problem-solving mode afterwards. If perhaps you can think of one thing you can gift yourself that would help soothe you as you're going through this difficult thing, or maybe something constructive that you can do to navigate it a little bit easier. See if something along those lines comes your way after this little practice. And of course, if you have a little light bulb moment, act on it, okay? So first prompt is just to identify what this struggle is, okay? So something that is keeping me from feeling at peace right now is. Something that is keeping me from feeling at peace right now is. And you'll pick whatever feels most alive to you. It can be large or small. Just go with your intuition here. And then a small thing I can do to work through it is. A small thing I can do to work through it is. Small thing. Okay, I'm saying small thing because I want it to be something that you can actually act on. Okay, small thing. So what is that thing that is keeping you from peace? What is that struggle that you're going through right now? Give it space, write about it, get it out of your head and onto paper. And then if you want, what is a small thing that you can do or a small step you can take to start working through that thing? I hope this practice today brings you some clarity, or at the very least that it allows you some space and grace to accept that yes, you are a human being and yes, you are struggling right now with this thing. And that's okay. It's okay. We all have major things and small things that we're dealing with all the time. You're not alone. Thank you so much for joining me for today's practice. I'll be back tomorrow.